You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. In the face of objections from the Ministries of Finance, Corporate Affairs and Commerce and Industry, the Department of Telecommunications has decided to drop provisions relating to the insolvency of telecom operators and defaults in payment of license fee from the draft telecom bill. The ministries had said DOT cannot make laws on subjects that do not fall solely in its domain and have revenue implications for the government. A provision in the draft bill had said that in the event of insolvency proceedings against a telecom service provider, the company needs to pay dues owed to the government or else spectrum assigned to it will be taken back. Meanwhile, net financial savings of households fell to a nearly five-decade low of 5.1% of GDP in FY23, down from 7.2% in FY22, RBI said on Monday. The numbers suggest a severe income crunch and likely transience of the post-pandemic rise in consumption. Worrying annual financial liabilities of households rose sharply by 5.8% of GDP, compared with 3.8% in FY22, indicating a larger-than-usual resort to loans for consumption purposes and purchase of real estate. The rate of increase in financial liabilities last fiscal was the second highest since independence. Only in FY07, the flow was sharper. In absolute terms, net household assets dropped sharply from ₹22.8 trillion in FY21 to ₹16.96 trillion in FY22 and further to ₹13.76 trillion in FY23. Moving on, JSW Infrastructure, the ports business of Sajjan Jindal-led JSW Group, has placed bids worth ₹2,000 crore to acquire three ports under the government's privatization move. These ports would add another 10 to 12% to the company's capacity. Separately, the country's second-largest commercial port operator by cargo handling capacity has set a price band of ₹113 to ₹119 per share for its ₹2,008 crore initial public offering, which will open on September 25th and close on Wednesday. Arun Maheshwari, joint MD and CEO, JSW Infrastructure, told FE in an interaction quote, "Post this IPO, we will be net debt-free. We will have enough headroom to grow, and if required, we can raise additional capital too. So we have placed bids for three ports that are coming up for privatization," unquote. On to banking. With the rise in the benchmark policy rates, the share of loans carrying 8% interest rate came down from 53% in March 2022 to 18% in June 2023, while the share of bank credit with interest rate of over 10% increased from 22% to 34%, the Reserve Bank of India's monthly bulletin said on Monday. A similar trend has been witnessed across deposits, where there has been an increase in the share of term deposits offering 7% and more returns. As a result, the growth in term deposits picked up while savings deposits decelerated. The RBI had hiked the repo rate by 250 basis points between May 22 and April. The Finance Ministry on Monday approved a series of welfare measures for the benefit of the employees and agents of state-run Life Insurance Corporation of India. More than 1.3 million agents and over 100,000 regular employees who play a pivotal role in the growth of LIC and deepening of insurance penetration in India will benefit from these welfare measures, the ministry said in a release. The welfare measures are related to the amendments to LIC Agents Regulations 2017, enhancement of gratuity limit, and uniform rate of family pension, among others. Under the welfare measures approved was an enhancement of the gratuity limit from ₹300,000 to ₹500,000 for the agents. Next up, industry. Going by Power Ministry R.K. Singh's announcement that India will add another 25 to 30 gigawatt thermal power on top of 49 gigawatt coal-based units under construction, the country is set to burn 292 million ton more coal annually on completion of these projects. About 3.5 to 4 MT of coal is used to generate 100,000 megawatt power at 65% to 75% plant load factor, which is the Indian average. Considering 3.7 MT coal consumption for each gigawatt, the new plan will mean that total coal usage will increase by 38% from current levels. As on March 2023, the coal-based power generation capacity was 212 gigawatts. It is set to reach 260 gigawatts by 2030. Lastly, with some states reverting to the non-contributory old pension scheme from the National Pension Scheme for their staff, a Reserve Bank of India paper on Monday warned that the fiscal cost of OPS could be as high as 4.5 times that of the NPS, in the event of all the states switching to OPS. The RBI study validates the findings of the recent studies that the expected cumulative pension burden for the state over the period from 2023 to 2084 due to the OPS is substantially higher than that of the NPS. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.